Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
So I know in the past, Kid Nation, we've done things called I Have a Dream, and you write us and you tell us you have a dream to do something. Maybe it's climbing a mountain or,
sure.
Or
being
maybe
a bear.
Yeah, or getting over the fear or something. This is not that.
Okay.
Because we had a Kid Nation member write us saying they had a dream, but this was not something they wanted granted or a wish or dream fulfilled. This was them asking for help from our dream expert, Jenna.
Yes.
We have the love expert, Kelly Raspberry. You write her with all your love and relationship issues. But we also have a dream expert, Jenna, who loves to dissect and study dreams and let you know what they mean.
Okay. I do, because I think a lot of us have more in common than we think. And sometimes very scary dreams are just our subconscious trying to tell us something about ourselves. And I've always been fascinated by vivid dreams.
So Jenny is on the phone right now. Hi, Jenny.
Hello there.
So hi.
You're the one that reached out asking for help from Jenna.
Yes, like severe need help from okay. Jenna.
Yeah, I read her dream.
Okay, what is the dream?
I've read her dream. Do you want me to read what you wrote or do you want to tell us your dream?
I'll let you read this.
Okay. Okay, she said, I'm literally shaking and stirred up over this dream, but hi, I'm Jenny. I had a dream last night, and it was one of those real-time happening dreams. Mm. My husband and I were asleep in our room, in real life and in my dream. Yeah, so it's like a real scenario that then goes into a dream, right? Our kids woke us and said there was a man there for us. They had already let him in. We found him in our kids' room. This man was a young adult. He was tall and very dark. He had hung human bodily remains all over the place.
Ew. Like real remains?
And it brought this possessed small dog and laid it on our couch. Everything was so dark and black and terrifying. We called the police, and when they arrived, the man disappeared. With the police, a lady had come and immediately went to the dog and said the puppy was in a vulnerable position and we were in danger. Everyone left and the man came back instantly, but with friends and threatened us. I saw he had guns in his pockets. I distracted him. I got two of the guns, handed them to my husband, grabbed the other guns. The guys left when we pulled the guns. We all went back to bed. Then my husband woke up in real life and woke me saying that the shadow woke him by synchronizing his breathing. From that point on, I was wide awake. I kept seeing shadows. When I closed my eyes, he was right there in my vision, like I was dreaming again. I'm still very rattled by this dream and feel haunted.
Wow.
I prayed that God would take this feeling, but I feel overwhelmed by its presence still.
Scary.
Okay.
I'm literally just chills and just shaking still. And this was almost 2 weeks ago. Like, it still...
Because it was so vivid.
And now, like, I feel like it's on me. Does that make sense?
Like the man is still somewhere near you?
Yeah, it's like attached.
Have you watched anything scary lately? Because
yeah.
I know we just had Halloween, so were you watching The Haunting of Hill House or anything like that?
No, we hadn't gone to any mazes, we hadn't done any haunted houses yet.
Okay.
I'm a newborn photographer, so like all my days are filled with happy.
Yeah, you're just getting cute little kids.
Sometimes, I think sometimes with dreams, what I've found is there's elements we can pull from this. A lot of these things that stand out in your dream that we'll get to, for instance, the break-in and the voodoo kind of vibes, you know, from that guy and a possessed dog. Dogs are very symbolic in dreams, what they stand for. Guns, another very common. A lot of the elements of your dream are very common when I started doing dream research. And if it makes you feel any better, a lot of people have had almost this exact kind of dream.
What?
Some of the elements, that's why I say sometimes we pull things from things that briefly happened and encounters during our day. You know, you might have a random celebrity in a dream, or you might have a scary element because of something you watched on TV, or see someone you recognize. But there's something going on. The main thing I'm getting out of this after doing all my research with the different elements and every element of your dream, there's something really fear-based here, right? So I think the most standout thing is, you know, someone breaking into your space, a kind of home invasion. It's actually very common, and it normally means there's some sort of confrontation that you've been avoiding in your waking life. And they say that this man may not actually be dangerous if he's become your shadow now, that it's actually a repressed part of your personality that maybe you don't even realize it, but maybe there's something that you've been wanting to do with your life, or a characteristic of yourself that you've kind of put away. And this man's coming into your life being like, no, I'm here and I want you to recognize me, but he's actually part of you, if that makes sense.
So plot twist, she is the shadow man?
Yes.
Oh.
Now, as scary as as scary as the guns and stuff are, guns can actually revolve just around confrontation or feeling victimized in your waking life. If you see guns in your dream, especially the way this ended up in your favor, that you were protecting your family and there was no actual like death or shooting, that they say that guns, it's just a power struggle, that maybe you have a power struggle going on in your day-to-day life or in a workplace or in a situation. And then that brings me to dogs. Dogs represent friendship and loyalty. So seeing a dog or a dead dog in your dream often represents the breakdown of a friendship, or maybe a friend you need to reach out to, or if you had a falling out with a friend. Now, I don't know if any of these are applicable to your life. I'm just telling you what these common themes are.
So this is the crazy thing. I was not really offered a position, but it has been presented to me for the future, like here in the next few months. Now, I love what I do. I'm a newborn photographer. I love what I do. And this is kind of on the same basis, but it's a big struggle for me because I have so much room for advancement in my current position, whereas this other position, it's like I'm already there. Like, I'm already at the top.
A dead end, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not dead end. I'm going to be regional director, and like that's like the top.
Yeah.
And here I am. I love my job, but it's working in the same community, same area. So it does. That makes so much sense.
It does make sense. They say, because a lot of dreams that are this vivid for people have to do with big life changes. You know, you can have these terribly graphic dreams about your teeth falling out, and that always comes for younger people when they're, you know, getting out of college or making a career change, and it's an identity dream. So it's crazy because you'll have these scary dreams, but they say the shadow, and you keep talking about the shadow even following you around now, and I had never looked into shadows before because I've never dreamed about shadows. But it says that this is all about repressed aspects of your more natural expression that was sent underground. So they say it's important that you try and get to know the shadow and this guy, because he's your shadow. He's a reflection of you or things that you've repressed. So maybe a skill set or maybe something you've wanted to do with your life. And you're just kind of scared to take that jump. And so that's why, because you kind of repress that day to day. And that's why you keep dreaming, like, kind of scary.
This is insane because, like, today's the day I have to make this decision if I want to move.
That's
to
what's
this,
going on.
Position. And it's exact because I'm shaking because me and this lady just spoke about it again this morning before our conversation.
Wow, okay.
And Jenna, so, you did it again.
And more interesting, now that you've told me that, the voodoo, I said, you know, the man hanging with body parts and the possessed dog, to me, that's just kind of a representation of some voodoo. So that's what I looked up instead of actual, because you can't take things literally, right?
Body parts, yeah.
So instead of actually looking at body parts like that, so I looked up the voodoo, and it says, you know, that's kind of a manipulation or control of others. So if you've been leading someone along with your own job and kind of because of your indecisiveness about what you want to do, you kind of are carrying some guilt. So that's why you'll see some of these dark voodoo-like things in your dream, because you feel like you've been being dishonest, maybe with yourself. Nothing terrible, but they say a woman had a dream about voodoo, and in her waking life, she was having problems with a coworker turning her boss against her, or worried that her boss was going to be mad at her.
So I feel like once this stage of your life is past, you'll probably not have that feeling
that's
anymore.
What's going on. It's just a big life decision for you.
Once you made a decision,
it is huge.
So you're going to be making it here in the next couple of days, right, Jenny?
Like, I have to fill out the paperwork today or tomorrow.
So be looking for that shadow to finally disappear after that.
You know what you're going to do?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Good.
Oh,
good. That's good.
That was hesitant. Yeah.
Maybe that was she took the guns from the guy. That was her taking the power back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, guns. I know. I think it's cool because I think a lot of us have scary dreams, nightmares, really.
Yeah.
And there's usually some meaning behind it, and often has to do with life choices.
Do you feel a little bit better now, Jenny?
Yes, I do. And now, the end of that, my dream was my husband woke up, like in real life, woke up.
Yeah.
And he said, something's just taking my breath from me.
Oh, that's the real shadow guy. Yeah.
I can't help you with that.
That makes sense to me now.
Yeah.
He's had such a big struggle because I'm not the income winner. He is. And with this, we can supplement more and we will be able to live instead of struggle.
Exactly.
I'm giving his breath back.
You gave him his breath back. Jenny, good job.
All right. This sounds good. This sounds like good news. That scary dream was good.
Yes. And for how terrifying it is, it better be good.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Well, Jenny, good luck with what you decide to do. And thank you for writing us and getting Jenna the Dream Expert to help you out.
Thank you, Jenna.
Yo, you're so welcome. I'm so excited. There was something was on point there.
I know, right?
I feel like we accomplished something.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you so very much. Y'all have a blessed day.
You too. Yeah. Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah.
That was cool, Jenna.
Wow, that was cool.
You're like for real dream reading. Wow.
Sort of.
Calling.
I do, yeah. Wow.
From the dream expert to the love expert, Kelly Raspberry gives us love advice next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well, lucky you, Kid Nation. You know, we didn't get to do it yesterday, obviously.
Right.
And we're not going to be here on Wednesday.
Because we got Thanksgiving.
Got to get ready for Thanksgiving, Kelly. But of course, Kid Nation's clamoring for that Love Letters to Kelly action.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go ahead and give you a special edition, a special Tuesday edition of what we call
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been together for 4 years. Lately, though, I've been struggling with my mental health, and I've asked my husband to lay off his phone so much so we can enjoy each other's company. Making eye contact with me when we talk would make me feel somewhat better and reassure me that he cares. But every day when he comes home from work, he's always on his phone. If I ask him to turn it off, it turns into a huge thing. Ooh. And puts me in a bad mood and makes my mental health decline. I'm at a loss for what to do. Even asking him to help with the kids or something simple, he does this huge sigh and still has the phone glued to his hand. What do you think I should do, Tori?
He's addicted. He's addicted. He has an addiction, and that's a problem. And you both have problems that you both need to work on. Your mental health, yep, is addiction issues. Now, how do you get somebody to do something they don't want to do? That's my dilemma. I don't know. When you express to someone, this is how it makes me feel. I am not happy in this situation. What can I do to fix it? What can you do to fix it? And they're still not willing to change. I don't know. I'm at a loss.
That's true.
I'm not going to tell you to cut off sex because that's not cool. It shouldn't be used as a weapon. But you need to sit down and explain. You said you've explained to him. Have you really? I wasn't there for that conversation. But it has to be at a time when you're not angry at him over it. It has to be at a neutral time, like when you're all sitting down and having breakfast together, and you're like, "This is such a great time. You have good feelings. Honey, can I talk to you a minute while, you know, the kids go play?"
Yeah.
And then just say, "I need more of this. I need more of you." And,
right,
you know, if we can just start, maybe you have an hour a night that you're willing to put down the phone. And it's not just you and him one-on-one time, but it's you and him and the kids. And y'all do something as a family. So he's not maybe feeling as threatened, like it's about your relationship. It's about the whole family.
Right.
Maybe just start with that. If you could do baby steps, like get him to agree to put down the phone for 1 hour for family time. I mean, that's the best I can offer because, like I said, I don't know how to get somebody to do something they don't want to do.
And this is normal in relationships. I think most husbands and wives have talked about, hey, we need to spend less time on our phones. The best thing he could use is that new thing that they have on the iOS, where it shows you your screen time at the end of the week.
It's embarrassing.
It'll rattle you if you see how much time you spent on
it.
It's
embarrassing. Yeah. It shows me automatically. I didn't even have to search for it.
And I've actually been really, I've been conscious of trying to make that number go down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I actually get proud. I feel proud when I get that.
Gosh, I take a day a week sometimes, and once I get home from work, I just put my phone away in another room and get into doing something else for hours. Oh, it's made me so much better. Because I go through a phase, we all do, where you're like, okay, you realize you're addicted and you've been on your phone all night.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, you have to just like break it for yourself every week.
Not me. I'm going the opposite. I'm trying to be on my phone more.
Well, you also have no relationship.
Swiping as we speak.
There you go, buddy.
It's better when you don't have anyone in your life every
day. Right.
Once you get that someone for the day.
You can't get them to give it up 1 hour a night. How about one night a week? This is family night. Let's all go do something as a family. Just something to get him away from that phone and baby steps.
Yep.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
My
husband and I have been together for 11 years, married 7, and we have 3 beautiful children.
Hmm.
About a year ago, we started having trust issues. Now, I'm 10 years younger than him, and I'm a stay-at-home mom. I wanted to go out a little bit more, have lunch with girlfriends, and just get away from home a little bit. And he was completely against it. Long story short, we had constant arguments daily. It got to a point where I tried to leave him a couple times. And it was not the point of me going out. It was the whole issue of trust. He cheated on me a few years ago, and I forgave him. We moved on, never to be brought up again. He is now trying to change his way and be more understanding. But now I'm no longer in love with him. I feel broken. He said a lot of damaging and hurtful things in those arguments, and I think I'm never going to get over those things. I really just want to be alone and take care of me. I gave everything for him and my children and lost myself in transition. We have considered counseling, but it's something that we can't afford. Should I continue with him and have a loveless marriage, or should I just give myself some time and heal?
Church counseling's free.
Yeah, the church.
You don't have to go
that.
To a. You don't have to go to a therapist that charges, you know, a couple hundred bucks an hour. If you have a church home,
right.
It's free. I mean, maybe that's sometimes. I don't want the people at church looking at me. They know me well. You know, if you really want to try to save it, and it's about going to counseling, and you're willing to go. I'd try that.
Mm-hmm. The whole controlling thing of not letting her go have a life outside of home. That's.
It's just an insecurity thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's. Are you, if you want to save the marriage, I mean, it's just a matter of what you're willing to do. Everybody's so quick to say, well, I demand this and I'm leaving because I'm not happy. So you think it's going to be so much greener out there. It's not. It's you know, it's hard. Either choice you make is going to take work. So if you want to make it work, you know, try loving your husband again. Try dating him again. Go back to those things that you know, found so attractive about him initially and start working on those.
Dr. Phil used to tell us, Kelly, to earn your way out of a relationship.
So fake it till you feel it. That's a very real thing. You know, yep. When you're walking around in a dark mood and you smile, you just force yourself to smile. It does something to you.
It does.
It does something to you chemically and you just automatically feel better. So greet your husband when he comes home from work, even if he's in a bad mood and you have supper ready and you're like, I don't care what he says to me. I'm just going to. Pleasant, you know, and all you can do is work on it from your end.
That's
treat him like a man you're dating instead of the man that you dread seeing at the end of every day. Maybe it'll have a positive effect, but I would look into free counseling at church or some other way. I would try dating your husband again and looking at him with a new set of eyes. And if you're still absolutely miserable, start going out with all your single girlfriends on a Friday night and you'll see what true misery is.
I enjoy it. I enjoy being single and going out, actually.
I do think a husband and a wife need that time away, and they need that freedom to go enjoy time with their friends. It almost makes you miss them a little bit
absolutely.
When they're gone.
You got to have a life, but he's also insecure, and the age difference maybe has a little something
that's
to do with it.
That's probably a big reason.
He's starting to lose his hair. Maybe he's getting a beer gut, and you haven't told him lately how sexy you think he is. Who knows? I'm not there.
I wonder if psychology students... Let me start a different way. Our chiropractic students sometimes need someone to practice on.
Right.
Dental students sometimes do discounts.
You go to schools. Yeah.
I wonder if that is the same for people that are studying to be therapists or counselors. And
I don't know. If there's a therapy school, I don't know.
There's just licensing issues there, you know.
Yeah.
If you're not licensed to practice.
You can't be in a session.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yes, I mean, I have a girlfriend, but she also has a degree.
Right.
But I'll call her for like a free session.
Yeah.
/ friendship.
There's a guy at the lake that always says, hey, if you got a problem, stop by my little booth and let me talk to you.
Yeah.
You know, you never know.
But I get it, man. Those damaging and hurtful things that he said is probably what drove
lashing
you to
out.
Feel no longer in love with him.
It's
tough
so
to get those out of
your
head. You got
to be so careful the way you fight.
Yeah.
You can't say, I didn't mean it because I was angry. Well, you said it.
Yeah.
And you meant it in the heat of the moment.
Exactly.
And you just, we've all got to learn to fight. Nicer.
Yeah.
You can be angry. There's nothing wrong with being angry. It's the way you express the anger and the things you say.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to be real careful with that tongue.
And if you're the recipient of the comments, it's easy to say, I forgive you for it, but it's so hard to forget it. Because when you get mad, that's the first thing that'll pop in your brain, right? Yeah, it does hurt. That's a tough situation, Christina.
It is tough. I mean, but you know, like Dr. Phil said, earn your way out.
Yeah.
You try
everything
possible.
Everything.
Try loving him, even if you don't feel it. Show him acts of love, and hopefully he'll start reciprocating those acts. You know, treat him like the man you fell in love with. That's all I can say.
Basically, don't have those thoughts of, I should have tried this. Make sure you tried everything, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Love letters. Love letters.
Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
So I recently got back into the dating game after a year. I'm super nervous about dating again, and my friend suggested that I get on Bumble, which I did. I like it, but I'm always extremely nervous when it comes to swiping on a guy, and I get even more nervous because I'm the one that has to start the conversation. I then decided to get on Tinder because I thought, why not? I ended up swiping on a guy that I went to school with. I found him super attractive, really liked him. We talked for about a month and a half, but we physically only saw each other 4 times. I didn't think it was too weird because we're in college and he lives in another town. Well, after a month and a half, He just ghosted me. I was super depressed and even let it affect my schoolwork. I'm finally getting over it, back on Bumble to find that he liked my profile. I swiped on him because I wanted an answer to why he ghosted me. But then I realized since it's Bumble, I have to talk first. As much as I hate to admit it, I still find him attractive and I want to pursue a relationship with him. What does this mean and what should I do?
Emily. You're in 20-something and you're in college and, you know, it's just this, you know, feelings are bouncing all over the place. If you want to communicate with him, say, hey, what's up, stranger, and see what happens.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it's got, I mean, who knows? Maybe he's in a different place in his life right now.
He saw something shiny. You're in another city. He saw something shiny.
Something's there. You're not.
Yeah.
You know, people get bored with this back and forth. I'm not seeing you anyway. They lose interest.
Yeah.
If you want to say, hey, stranger, what happened to you? I give you permission to do that. But I wouldn't be letting this boy affect your schoolwork.
No.
And your career and your other options. I wouldn't put all my hopes and dreams in that basket. I'd be swiping around on other guys, too.
Yeah.
But if you want to just say, hey, stranger, what happened to you?
No harm in it.
He may or may not respond, but then just know that it's not serious. You don't have to be serious at this age.
Every relationship does not have to, you know.
Have a title?
Right. It can just be a relationship. I like you. You like me. Let's hang out.
You know, and sometimes it's just good to go out and date so you get good at dating. I mean, we don't all start out these master. I mean, we just know how to date. We know the right things to say.
We still learn.
You know, you learn as you do, and you get better at dating by dating. So
there you go.
And by swiping and by having conversations. So don't put so much pressure on each individual date, is what I'm trying to say.
Live that life.
Which is getting off the track of what she was asking. But if you want to reach out and say what happened to you, go ahead.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't respond, or even if he does, just know it is what it is, which isn't that serious.
Yeah. Oh, well. That's all you're saying. Well, move on to the next one.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am 30 years old and have been dating my boyfriend for almost 3 years. He's 29. He is amazing. My dream guy in all aspects. The last few months, we've discussed taking the next step and moving in together. Exciting, right?
Yeah.
Well, now that the time's come, he has cold feet.
Ooh.
He signed the lease, got the keys, but now he's stalling on moving in. He's in a fortunate situation where he lives with family, so he doesn't have to move in on any specific date. I asked him flat out if he wanted to move in, and he said he didn't want to play house, and he wanted to wait until the time was right. What should I do? Rachel, that's so frustrating, Rachel. I've been in that situation.
So he said he wanted to do something.
Let's move in. Let's go look at places. Oh, wait, never mind. Like, what is wrong with guys?
Because he's not ready to commit.
That's it.
Then why say you are and get a lease?
Because who knows what the conversation was? Who knows if she was pushing him to that point? Who knows if he really thought that's what he wanted until he got into it and he's like, oh, I'm not so sure. Who knows?
But it's take not, it from me. I wouldn't since force I've been him. There, I would say.
Don't force him to do anything. If he's not running to you with open arms saying, give me that key, baby, let me carry you over the threshold. If he's like, oh, I don't know. Well, maybe. Don't bother.
This is the thing, though. It's not always so black and white. And take it from me. I don't weigh in on these things a lot. But because this specific situation happened to me when I had been broken up with someone, he came back and begged me to move in. Like, I'm ready. I want to live together. Love you. My forever plus one BS. You know, at the time, you're like, wow, he's really in it.
Yeah.
But when he does something like this, right, and then this happened to me, it's such a red flag. Like, it's such a sign. If I could have known then what I know now, it was like, it wasn't just about moving in. Then it's about getting engaged. Then it's like, I really want to do this. And then it's a pullback. And then it's, I want to do this. And then it's a pullback. It just means that he's, like, just a total mess emotionally. It's like, he's just not ready. He's going to drag his feet on everything.
Yeah, exactly. He's showing you what he's going
to
do.
I didn't force it. I didn't push him to move in. It was, like, his idea. Yeah. And then he's freaked. Okay. So I would just be like, bye. And then see what he does. Bye. Okay. See you later.
Odds are he'll probably come back and say, I want you, but he'll do the same thing.
But it's annoying. Yeah, it's annoying to be toyed with like that.
Yep.
Or wait till marriage
to move.
He's
just not ready.
There you go.
I guess.
If he's not running towards you, if he's hemming and hawing like this, make plans for another roommate. But he should have said his name's already on the lease.
Yeah.
He signed a lease and got the keys.
Is her name on the lease?
She's leaving you. He's leaving you hanging.
Yeah, I mean that's the question I have. If you're not on the hook for it, I'd be like,
this is just the beginning of this.
I'm here for a roommate situation. I need to go make other arrangements. As long as it doesn't affect you financially, you don't want to screw that up.
Exactly.
But yeah, he's not in it completely. And you know what? People have been together longer than 5 years and realize it's not meant to be forever.
That's the point of dating. You're weeding them out, even if it takes 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Better now than 10 years from now when
right.
he's doing
kids
the same thing.
Living together, yeah.
Exactly. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, make sure you go to KidNation.com, and our love expert will be back in full effect after the Thanksgiving break.
I may be a little heavier.
It's all good, Kelly.
I might be wearing elastic waist.
That's okay.
That's all good. We still love you. And we want to hear your good news at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I need some good news, baby.
It's time for Good News Tuesday. That phone number again is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Got a couple here on the text. Hi, my 16-month-old Noah just started walking this weekend after being in physical therapy since he was 3 months old due to developmental delays. Aw, finally started walking. Congratulations, Noah. Also from the text, Vianya. Hopefully I pronounced her name correctly, but she says, I'm going back to school at 32, and I'm going to get my bachelor's, everybody.
Nice.
Big Al's a bachelor.
Hey, shout out.
And also from the text, been working so hard for the past 3 years to be a police officer. Finally getting my chance next month. Congratulations. And let's go to the phones now. Hi, Erica. You have some good news?
I do, actually. Tomorrow, I am turning the dirty 30.
Ooh.
And tonight, I'm having a funeral for my youth birthday party. So, it's
going
to be a costume party. I'm super excited about it. And I'm super excited to be turning 30. Because, you know, 30 is in the 20 anyway.
There you go.
There you go.
Congratulations. And what a cool kind of morbid party.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
happy
birthday, Erica. You have fun and enjoy 30.
All right, thank y'all. Have a good one.
Bye, Erica.
Don't be too dirty, 30.
Nah, you be as dirty as you want.
30.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Cody.
Yeah, my dog recently, probably about a month and a half ago, was backed over by a family member who forgot to check before they pulled out.
Oh.
And as of now, as of last week, he is making amazing progress. He is walking on his own with the help. See, we have hardwood floors. We've had to buy him some little rubber booties so he can make traction with.
Aww.
He is walking on his own, and he is doing fine.
What a stud. What's your doggy's name?
His name is Gizmo.
Gizmo.
Text us a photo of Gizmo. I want to see him.
Can do. He's got a gnarly scar for everybody to love, too.
Wow. Well, I'm so glad that it didn't go the other way.
Yeah.
Man.
Dogs love.
He's about 12 or 13 years old, and whenever it happens, I immediately panicked because I thought it was going to be, the worst.
Yeah.
And whenever we went out there, they said, how old's your dog? And I said, he's about 12 or 13. They shook their heads. They said, really? I said, yeah. They said, his gums are fine, and he shows no signs of old age whatsoever. They said, if you want to go ahead and have this, he's going to make probably a full recovery.
Oh.
And he is home now. He was outside at another family member's house, and now he's happy inside. He gets lots of cuddles, and it's amazing how well he's doing.
That's awesome.
Gizmo is legit, man. That's a super dog.
My dog, Gizmo.
And you tell Gizmo the girl dogs love scars. They dig them.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a little bit too old to capitalize on that, but he'll live on it.
Nah, man. He's got the gums of a young dog. He's fine. Cody, have a wonderful day, man. Thank you for sharing your dog. Oh, Gizmo, getting better. We have another Jenna on the show now. Hello, Jenna on the phone.
My husband got a new job, and I get to be a stay-at-home mom.
What were you doing?
I'm actually a middle school teacher, so it was very bittersweet for me to have to leave my kids. But I love my kids just a little bit more.
Yeah, you get to spend time with your kids. That's a big deal when the husband comes home and says, "Hey, baby, we can finally let you stay home with the kids."
Oh, I was floored. Aww. Floored.
How old are your kiddos?
I just have the one, and she's a little over a year old.
Oh, so you're from the beginning.
For all the good stuff.
Yeah, you're going to be there for everything.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Jenna.
Thank you guys so much.
Enjoy your time with your little one. Hello, Danielle.
Hey.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How about
y'all? Doing excellent. I hear you got some good news for us. You want to share?
Yes. Well, about 2 months ago, my husband and I found out that we're expecting our second baby. And the great news is that this baby is actually going to be very, very healthy. Our first child, she was born at 27 weeks and had to stay in the hospital for 3 months. And I had to stay in the hospital myself for a month because I was very sick as well. Well,
Sorry, I get emotional about it.
That's okay, Danielle.
I mean, I was dying, and so was my daughter, and they took her at 27 weeks.
And how's she doing now?
She is 5 and happy and healthy, friendly. As of this year, she's actually completely healthy.
That's double good news, Danielle. Your little 5-year-old's doing excellent after being born after 27 weeks, and then your second pregnancy is going to be a breeze for you, hopefully.
Yes, we are so blessed.
Thank you for sharing, Danielle. You have a wonderful day. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. Y'all too. Uh-huh.
Bye.
All right, thanks for calling.
Sounds like I'm talking to my cousin. She's sounding just like my cousin.
Oh, really? Hi, Amanda.
Hi, how are y'all?
Doing excellent. We want to hear this good news you have for us.
We were outside yesterday, and we heard this little kitten meowing, and we found him actually in some weeds in our neighbor's yard, and he's like 4 to 5 weeks old. And surprisingly, my husband didn't freak out when I brought him home. So I think if we can integrate him into my zoo of animals now, that we're going to keep him.
What do you have?
Oh, I've got 2 cats, 2 dogs, 2 guinea pigs, 4 fish tanks, and 6 chickens.
Whoa, you got chickens too.
Goodness.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
What are you going to name this little kitten?
Well, my 4-year-old thinks he needs to be named Bowser.
Bowser from Mario?
Yep, from Mario. He's a huge Mario fan, so I think that might be the one that sticks.
Who pet sits for you, like if you take a weekend trip or something?
Typically, we take the dogs with us, and then the cats and the guinea pigs and the fish are usually fine. But if we're gone for too long, my mom's only 10 minutes up the road, so she helps me with them.
There you go. Always good to have family around, huh, Amanda?
Cats, you just put out a bucket of food and water, and they're fine.
That's the one thing I love about cats is that they could just, they're self-sufficient. They take care of themselves. They figure it out.
Now, that litter box is brutal when you get home.
Oh, of course. Yes.
Oh, yes. Exactly.
It's going to be stanky. Congratulations on your new kitten, Bowser, Amanda.
Well, thank y'all. Y'all have a good day. It was nice talking to y'all.
Same. Have a wonderful day. Let's go to Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey there. How's it going?
Going excellent. Now, your good news involves your ex-husband, huh?
Yes. Wonderful news. So, not so wonderful for me. I was sick since last Thursday, and he knew about it, but he was busy proposing to his girlfriend over the weekend. So he checked in Monday morning to say good morning to the kids before school, found out I was still sick with acute bronchitis, and paid for my ER trip and my medication for, like, the steroids, antibiotics, and all that good stuff.
That's nice.
Yeah, super nice. We were both too hard. I mean, when you spend 15 years with someone, you got to make sure they're good to take care of your kids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
True. I'm glad when I hear stories like this. Yeah, a mature couple that has been together for a long time from high school and then broke up, but they still get along, still have love for each other.
That's great.
And you like the fiance?
Fiance's cool?
Yeah, she's cool. She has a daughter of her own about my son's age, so it worked out perfect.
Right. If she's Jennifer approved, then we approve as well.
Sounds good. Well, I'm so glad to hear from you guys. You have a wonderful week.
You too, Jennifer. Right. Thank you for sharing. Oh, Al, you're going to be jealous of Tyler.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Tyler.
Hey.
You have an awesome Good News Tuesday for us. What's going on, bro?
Oh, man, I've been working since I was about 14 years old, just doing, you know, jobs here and there, just saving up. And yesterday, I finally was able to go out and buy my dream car.
What was it?
What'd you get?
I got an all-black Camaro.
Woo-hoo! Nice!
Yo!
Very nice, dude. Don't speed.
Actually, my old car is breaking down and a headlight went out and I got pulled over by a cop for it. And he asked if I'm going to get it fixed. I said, actually, I'm getting a new car. And he said, what are you getting? And I told him a Camaro. And he said, well, I better not see you next week.
Right.
Well, Tyler, congratulations, man. You enjoy that Camaro and be super safe out there for us, dude.
Thank you, sir.
All right, brother. There you go. Hey, that hard work pays off, man.
I don't know when I got my first, like, really, really nice car, if I spent more time driving it or if I spent more time washing it.
Washing it up. I bet you it was washing it.
Sweeping it, vacuuming it, putting armor all on the tires, going through the rims and stuff.
Treating it like a kid,
before
man.
Before a date. Oh, you got to get it right before you date.
Oh, you got to get it smelling right.
Yeah.
You got to get one of those things that smells good inside the car.
Yep.
So the girl steps in and doesn't smell your old, gross gym clothes or something. What's up, Misha?
Hi, how you doing?
Doing excellent. Welcome to Good News Tuesday. We want to hear what's going on in your world.
We found out yesterday that my daughter applied for her first college, and it's her first school of choice, and she got accepted with a $62,000 scholarship.
Wow.
Dang.
What school?
She's going to Texas Wesleyan.
Yes, she is.
Good deal.
Don't matter. As long as they give me $67,000, I'll go anywhere.
Good deal. Well, tell her good luck.
Congrats.
I will. Shout out, Kiana.
Hey, Kiana. Congratulations, Kiana. Future college girl.
Yeah.
Well done. Thank you, Misha. Have a wonderful day. Joshua, what's up, man?
Hi.
You have awesome good news for us.
Yes. After 7 months, I am down from 417 to 306.
You my lost man. 111 pounds, sir.
Nice job, buddy.
Yes.
Wow, well done.
How'd you do it? How'd you do it?
I called back a couple months ago about the intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
That's how I lost it. Intermittent fasting and calorie restriction.
Good. All right. Keep it up, man.
Just being healthy, doing the right thing.
All right, my man.
A little bit of exercise, too. Joshua, well done, sir. Keep it going, all right, man?
Well, I appreciate it.
111 pounds in 7 months. What a stud. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi.
So, Kelsey has an update for us on Good News Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Because you called about your college major. You were a little confused, didn't know what to do. So, you have a major update about that.
So, I called you guys for Whatever Wednesday. And right after I got off the phone with you guys, I went and changed my major to English. Because I've always been told that I should be an English teacher. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll just go ahead and change it to that because I guess everyone else thinks that that's best for me. So I'll just go with that.
Uh-huh.
So change it to English. And they're like, well, in order to get into the program, you have to write a short story, like a creative writing type thing.
Yeah.
Well, Jenna and I kind of have like this thing going on where we're really into horror. So I kind of channeled my inner Jenna and wrote like this horror short story about like a serial killer.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh my gosh, can we use this for an example for our class? You're awarded like this $2,000 essay for next semester. You're in. Can we publish this?
Oh, I'm
like,
oh my gosh.
Sure.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Girl, obviously, this was the right path.
Yeah.
I know. I was really excited, but I was like, now I've got to call and tell them thank you so much because you guys gave me confidence to at least go and change it.
You're going to be a published writer.
That's so cool, but will you email me the short story? I want to read it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Your award-winning short horror story, please.
Got your $2,000.
We get a little cut on that, or anything. $250 apiece in this room.
Congratulations, Kelsey. I'm glad it's working out so far.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and keep it going. Send that story to Jenna so we can read it.
Okay, cool. I will.
Congrats, Kelsey. We'll talk to you soon. Deal?
Okay, deal.
Bye.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, guys, we're going to have a fun edition of the Match Game.
Yeah.
This one's Thanksgiving themed. Here's your host, Nick Adams.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Thanks, Nick.
Tis the season for Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
Is that the right saying? I don't think so.
It's Thanksgiving time.
But we're going to play a fun Thanksgiving themed match game. But before we get into playing, we have to meet our contestant.
Okay.
Let's meet Bobby Slam.
Bobby Slam.
Bobby Slam. Hey, guys, what's going on?
There he is. Now, I've never gotten to talk to you on the phone, but we have gone back and forth on the text a few times, I think.
They say you have talked to me on the phone a couple of times.
Oh, we have talked on the phone a couple of times. Okay. What I think I remember...
I was getting married in Vegas, remember? And
this
all
is
that.
Starting off well.
No, what I do remember from Bobby, and correct me if I'm wrong, Bobby, but you're the one that has an M&M tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
See, so I'm
redeemed yourself.
You're back in the game.
I'm one for two on my Bobby Slam stuff. That's not
there
bad.
We go. There
you
go.
You have a wrist tattoo like M&M's.
Yeah, yep. Good memory.
All right, JC, you've proved it.
I want to show Bobby that I really do appreciate him as a human.
Bobby, I know that you have a wood-burning business. Did you know that, JC?
Yes, I did.
All right. Don't you have a wood-burning business, Bobby?
Yeah, I do. I do wood burnings on the side. Actually, I was going to send you guys one, but I never did get the address to send it to you.
Bobby, might I introduce you to a wonderful thing called Google? That's what dudes do.
That's right.
Okay, guys, so it's been a while since we played the match game, so let me refresh you guys on the rules.
Okay.
So I'm going to read a statement with a blank in it, and then our contestant Bobby, along with the celebrities in the room, will fill in that blank. And then if our contestant matches the same as what our celebrities answered, Bobby gets a point. But points don't matter. We're just playing for fun. Okay, Bobby?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Before we get started, let's meet our celebrities. Hello, Jenna.
Hello. My favorite Thanksgiving food is the polarizing cranberry in the can.
Oh, wow.
I love cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
Hello, Kelly.
Are we supposed to do our favorite thing?
Sure. You can do whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
My favorite Thanksgiving food is, oh, my husband's fried turkey. Very good.
Oh, yeah.
Very good stuff.
Hola, ¿cómo estás, JC?
Hola, Choc, ¿cómo estás? A mí me gusta mucho la pierna del pavo.
So you really like something. I don't know what you said.
I like the turkey leg.
Oh, yum.
I always claim one of those.
You know, we were just having a debate in the back. A lot of people at their family, the turkey legs are the last to go because no one wants to take the, like, coveted piece of the turkey. Everyone's trying to be nice.
I want that white breast.
Okay.
Shout out.
Save that.
Yeah. And finally, hello, Big Al.
Holidays are here. I bought my tree, but I'm still all alone. Even the mistletoe is over me.
Okay.
I like that one.
He likes bean pies for Thanksgiving.
Yes. That would have been the perfect setup for bean pies.
All right, here we go. Remember, don't say your answers out loud just yet. Here's question number one. Kelly was horrified when Alan had a little too much to drink at Thanksgiving dinner and told her dad about blank.
Okay. Oh. So many things.
So many options.
I'm going to go with the first thing that popped into my mind.
So just say ding when you got your
ding.
Answer.
Ding.
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 Kelly, is drinking allowed at the Raspberry
not if my
Thanksgiving
dinner?
Okay. All right. I think I think everyone dinged in. Bobby, let's go with you first. Kelly was horrified when Alan had a little too much to drink at Thanksgiving dinner and told her dad about
the first time they done laundry or honk bobos.
What?
Honk bobos.
Honk bobos.
So please say that one more time.
No, I got it. We got it.
Oh, Bobby, you're the man, bro.
Oh.
Is that a Bobby Slam-ism?
That's a Slam-ism, yeah.
It's a Slam-ism.
You got slammed.
You got Bobby Slam.
Let's see if anyone answered. Honk Bobos. Jenna. Kelly was horrified when Alan told her dad about
all the cars he's bought in his secret garage.
Ooh. Good answer.
That is a good answer.
Good answer. No match. All right, JC, what did Alan drunkenly tell Mr. Raspberry?
Told him about the flood in the hotel room in Mexico, Chuck.
Yes. Yes. Oh. JC, I almost did that.
Is that a ding? Is that a honk bobo?
I think so. That's a bobo.
That's a match. We're going to match, Bobby. Yeah.
Overflowed, huh?
Oh, no.
All right.
That'll hurt her butt.
Take her to that drain.
Big Al, what did Alan tell Mr. Raspberry?
About her delicious creamy bean pie, Chuck.
Ew. Oh, ow.
Ew.
Why did you have to add a word to bean pie? Bean pie alone would have been
Alan
fine.
Calls her creamy.
He calls me creamy all the time. Yeah. He does.
Okay. Al's been
that was so gross and funny.
So is that a match?
Hey, they didn't see that.
I guess so.
I don't even overlock an air that.
Let me see that creamy bean pie.
Ooh.
Hey.
I think that's
that a match? I don't know. I don't know Kelly and Alan's terms,
that's
really.
That's
is
a
that
match.
A match?
That's sure.
Match. Okay. 2 points for Bobby.
See, and I have the most boring answer of all. I kept
Kelly,
it kind of clean.
Well, Alan had a little too much to drink at Thanksgiving dinner and told your dad about
my thong collection.
Thong collection.
Kind of clean.
Alan did get you to start buying the thong.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, you did.
All right. Well, Bobby has 2 points. Quickly, I don't know if we've ever had 2 points in the first round before.
Right?
We're all getting right. Bobby slammed right now is what we're doing.
So moving on, question number two. Remember, don't say your answers out loud just yet.
Okay.
A Thanksgiving tradition is for the president to pardon a turkey. Big Al is hoping he gets a pardon for
ding.
Wow.
Hey. Ding. Right, I gotta ride it. Ding.
Ding. Ding. Well, everyone has dinged quickly.
Well, I mean, I gotta write it down though.
Mine's okay. Just top of mind.
Yeah. Ding.
Al?
Ding. Big Al's writing a lot for what he wants a pardon for. Okay, Bobby, let's go with you first. A Thanksgiving tradition is for the president to pardon a turkey. Big Al is hoping he gets a pardon for
any and all inappropriate comments he has made or is going to make.
Oh, well, that's a lot.
There you go.
Well played.
How many pardons are you allowed to get? Are you allowed to get tons of pardons?
I don't think so. Maybe for Al, though.
Okay, let's go around the room, see if we got a match. Jenna, what is Al hoping to get a pardon for?
Bringing us that medium.
Oh, wow. Al, did you see that answer coming?
Jenna, that was good.
Okay, being the medium. Okay, let's... No match, but great answer.
Yeah, great answer.
JC, let's go with you. Al is hoping to get her pardon for...
How bad his story is going to be on May 7th, 2019.
Right?
Oh, great answer.
JC,
you're so the supporter.
I am a big supporter, but I'm just saying what the other people think.
You're so the helmet.
Oh, I got
you're
your
the biggest supporter.
I'm full on in on this story. I don't think you will need to be pardoned, but that's just me.
Kelly, what is Al hoping to get a pardon for?
His outstanding child support payments.
Oh, God.
Dang. Hit me there. It's only 20%,
y'all. Oh. Huh. All right.
Well, no match.
No
match there. No match. Maybe you should take care of that.
Yeah.
Anyways, Al.
Yes.
A Thanksgiving tradition is for the president to pardon turkeys. You are hoping you get a pardon for blank.
All of my late night swiping.
No match.
I mean, technically, if I may make a case for Bobby Slam here, Nick, he may say something inappropriate in his story. Nope. I may say
that's a little too vague.
Too vague. Okay,
yeah.
I fought for you, Bobby. I fought for you.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
It's gonna happen. You know it's gonna happen.
Okay, no match that round. But remember, Bobby has two matches from the first round.
That's
so
right.
Here we go. Number three: Jenna and Wheezy broke the wishbone, and Jenna got the bigger end. So she wished for blank.
Ding.
Thing.
Why are you giggling?
Because that's... Cause
you got a good one?
I think so. He thinks so.
To me, it's good.
Ding.
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 I think everyone may have dinged in. Bobby, we're going to go with you first. Jenna and Wheezy broke the wishbone, and Jenna got the bigger end. So she wished for...
to become the third member in the Don Cheetos.
Oh, hey!
Oh, nice. Good answer.
What a dream come true.
Yeah, that's, I have been hoping they'd ask me to join.
Oh, man.
My beautiful singing voice.
Of course.
Okay, let's see if we got any matches. JC, Jenna wished for blank.
An even bigger bone.
Oh, my God.
I almost went there.
What?
Wow.
For Wheezy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I don't think it's safe for dogs to chew turkey.
I don't think so either.
That's good for your teeth sometimes, right. I heard.
No matches there. Kelly, let's go with you. Jenna got the bigger end of the wishbone. She is wishing for...
more marbles.
Oh, okay. No match,
fair,
but great.
Actually, that's a good one.
Thank
great
you.
Answer, great answer. No match. Big Al, we're going to go with you. Jenna and Wheezy broke the wishbone, and Jenna wished for...
even more marbles.
Wow.
Wow.
Match with you guys, but... it only matters if you match with Bobby, but great
right.
Answers, guys.
Matched each other. That yeah, should count for something.
That's never happened.
It's a congratulations, Matt.
Wow.
It's a good
wow.
Job. Point. Yeah. All right, Jenna, let's go with you. You broke the wishbone. You got the bigger end, so you're wishing for...
two Halloweens.
Oh, wow.
Of course.
Wow.
Of course. Wow. Of course.
Play.
Two Halloweens.
Good answers all around. Here we go into the final round of the match game.
Oh, yeah.
JC oh, really? Is such a bad cook...
How dumb is he?
No, that's not what he said.
Well, that's what we said. We shouldn't say it. You know what I'm saying? JC's such a bad cook. He's so bad. He thought you stuffed a turkey with blank.
Ding!
Ding.
Really? Wow. This was
ding.
So hard.
He thought you stuffed ding. The turkey with blank.
Okay, ding.
It's kind of tough.
Okay. This is tough.
All right, Bobby, we're going to go with you first. JC is such a bad cook. He thought you stuffed a turkey with
cranberry sauce.
Mmm, cranberry sauce. It'd
be runny. It would be a runny turkey. It would
be a weird turkey.
That would not be a good move.
That would make you a bad cook. All right, let's go around the room. Jenna, what does JC think you stuffed turkey with?
The same stuffing he uses in his Speedo. Ah.
Nice.
I'm afraid I don't want to lose that, you know what I'm saying?
Secret recipe. All right, Kelly, let's go with you. JC thought you stuffed a turkey with...
candy, because it's like a turkey pinata.
Hey, I like okay. That.
Okay. Right?
Candy.
You get
yeah.
It? So
sure.
You stuff the turkey and then hit it with a stick. That's stupid.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That was a stupid one.
Big Al, let's go with you. JC's such a bad cook, he thought you stuffed a turkey with...
almost dead Dex.
Oh, my God. Bro.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Am I still alive? 15-year-old chihuahua?
Wow.
I feel like I should take points away somehow, but I can't take them away from Bobby.
I would laugh at that, Al. That's so bad.
That's a turdexin?
Okay, JC's joking. We can all laugh now, right?
JC's all right.
It's fine. You know our dead pets are not off limits on this show.
I'm just trying to prep myself so it doesn't hit me as hard, but I know it will.
Y'all definitely did the dead max thing on me.
Yeah, right? Right? Right?
All right. Well, JC, let's end this with you. You are such a bad cook. You thought you stuffed a turkey with?
You're not put some protein powder in that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Poke it up.
Yeah, boy.
It's turkey leg day, bro.
Come on,
man. I can't answer
now. All right. Well, Bobby, you got 2 points, so congratulations.
Yeah, Bobby.
Way to go, Bobby.
How many bonus points is that worth, Big Al?
It's the holidays, Bobby. How about 50,000 bonus points? Please go to KidNation.com and scroll down to our online store. Pick out whatever you like, okay?
Yeah, it's right there.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate that.
You got it.
Bobby, good talking to you again, sir. Have a wonderful day.
You guys too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, brother.
And don't forget, Google's still there. All right, my man?
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.